My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Agnes comes on Hope, Rose is getting frisky, and Flory comes back from the past. So listen and enjoy.
Wednesday, she reached out to me. She tried to get in touch with me. I asked if I was there, and I walked away from the... I think I took a shower or something, and I left the Facebook on. I said, oh, babe, I got the phone from my friend, and I was hoping we... Oh, no, she tells me. I'm sorry. Babe, I got the phone from my friend. I was hoping we could talk, but it seems you went off. As soon as I came on Hope, you were doing well. Miss you, babe, and hope everything is going well.
She came on Hope?
They always come on Hope. They hope I'm finished. They hope I'm better than I'm really presenting myself. They hope I have more money. They always come on Hope.
To a girl named Hope.
She loves me so much.
Hope likes it.
And I just told her I was about to hop in the shower. Sorry, mister. Oh, let's see. On Friday, I go, hey, hi, love. I've missed you so... I lay it on. I've missed you so much. I guess you've been very busy relaxing. Because remember, she got a week off from the orphanage.
Yeah.
Because she was having all those stress-related problems.
Mm-hmm.
I had hoped to talk to you at some point on the phone during the day. I went to the lawyer yesterday, and to say Rosa's gotten even more frisky would be an understatement. Now, Rosa is the receptionist at the law office where I'm getting my divorce from my wife, and she just wants a piece of the Davin.
Oh, she does. Really bad.
Who can blame her?
She's a frisky one.
When I left the office, she followed me out to my car and pushed up against me and then whispered, so when are you going to let me rock you? When are you going to let me rock your mic?
Rock your mic?
That's what Rosa said to me.
I thought you were going to say rock you like a hurricane. How did she know it was coming?
Stay tuned, kids.
Yeah, Joe, you're right. I think it was some type of sex comedy thing. I don't know. I told her I will email her to set up a date. I have no intention of doing that. She then gave me her new email address, since her old one was giving problems. Remember, stupid can't fucking type.
I know. I set up an email address as Rosa, so that this woman could berate me by email. But apparently I set up an email address that was too long and complicated, and she could not type it out. And the letter that she'd sent me, Davin got a copy of it, but I never got it. So I set up an easier...
I sent you the second one, right?
Yeah, I know that. I don't have that one.
She acts like you do not exist and have not reached out to her. Her boss is set to meet with the judge to get back to trial next week. Got really loud in the background.
Well, it did.
Bustin' makes me feel good. All right, baby. Maybe Bustin' wants to rock my mic.
Yeah. It's Law Busters. And it was an homage to the lawyer.
Her boss is set to meet with the judge and to get back to trial next week, but I don't know how much longer I can deal with Rosa. Rosa's stressing me out. Her boss is an exceptionally talented divorce attorney, but Rosa is so persistent, and I really want to be faithful to you. My hands are trembling. I'm going to the bar and have a shot. I'm a recovering alcoholic, by the way, and I've fallen off the wagon. And by shot, I've put a hole in my gun on the TV, and I was suicidal.
He was talking about eating his gun to her, and she's just like, so, when's that money coming through, kind of attitude.
There was concern.
Uh-huh.
It is 11 a.m., so they should be open. Hopefully the Jack Daniels will calm my mind for the rest of the day.
Oh, great.
I love you very much. Now, do you have anything through Friday?
No.
All right. Saturday. Interesting day on Saturday. I heard from a name from the past.
Oh, who's that?
My first beloved.
Flory?
Get the fuck
no
out!
Way. No!
Get the
Flory,
fuck out!
The first African scammer I scammed. It ended very badly.
Very badly, I believe. Fuck you, Davin was in all caps.
Well, let's recap, because we're not going to read... I'll just recap the last couple of conversations to catch everybody up. When we last left off, my wife, Big Pippa Pump, walked in on me talking and was suspected of me cheating with Flory.
Absolutely.
And shot me. And Flory was on the phone as this was happening. Multiple gunshots, screams, the phone went dead. And then the next day she asked for money.
Absolutely, she did.
So, these were the last conversations that I had after that happened. It has been, this is me to Flory. This is back in the day.
Yeah, why?
Flory, it's been a week since we've spoken on the phone. I've been filled with anger and confusion towards you this whole time. You were on the phone with me as my wife tried to take my life. You heard her shoot me. You did nothing. I could have been dead. Instead, the next day, I get an email from you asking about your damn makeup money. That's right, she needed
makeup money.
Well, the phone and internet money wasn't coming.
Yeah.
Always about the money with you. Where was the compassion? Why was I to be discarded like yesterday's jizz sock?
Oh.
Then I found out through the police that Big Pippa Pump sent you an email using the address she got while snooping into my personal folders. The email warned you if we did not break this off, there would be terrible repercussions. You never told me. You never warned me that my life could be in danger.
You bitch.
Exactly. Now my wife sits in prison on an attempted murder charge.
I'm very dangerous.
My kids are in an orphanage. Maybe Agnes works there. Because due to the gunshot wounds, I can't take care of them at this time. And you ask me, where is the money? The money is there. I kept my word. Actually, we did.
Yeah, we did.
The 80 is there, but why should I give it to you?
The 80 bucks in the thing.
Yeah.
How do I know that your love for me is real? It is pretty obvious. Pretty obvious how much I love you, as I almost died because of it. And even with all that, I sent the money for makeup, of all things. But how do I know you love me? And don't write me one of those flowery poems. She wrote the most awful poems. Cut and paste. Yuck.
Can't be better than Dick Eldorado's.
It was. Musk, you talk about smelling of musk and being turned on. We'll talk.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is no time for the smell of tights and all that stuff.
Yeah, it was really bizarre.
How do I know that you're just not one of those filthy, disgusting, disease-infested scammers that give that part of the world a bad name?
No.
Ever wonder why that part of the world has AIDS and the rest of the world is very close to the cure? It is because the world does not want more subhuman, immoral pieces of crap scamming Africans.
Oh, wow.
So how do I know you were real? Prove yourself, woman, for I have lost everything in my life in the belief that you were real, that you loved me, that you were my soulmate. The money is there, and there's more money to help the woman I thought I loved, but is that woman I love there? And she responded with...
Where's the check?
No, no. This was actually her best English out of all the conversations
really?
We'd had.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Davin. Go to hell, bastard, and live alone.
You live alone in hell.
All in caps except for fuck, which was the first word of the sentence. That was lowercase.
Fuck you, Davin.
Yes.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.